Elected representatives in the largest city in western Massachusetts are struggling with what's typically the toughest vote taken all year, setting new property tax rates. The Springfield City Council voted to postpone for 48 hours a final decision on setting new tax rates after several councilors voiced concerns Monday night about raising homeowners' tax bills. After two votes on proposed rates fell short of a simple majority needed to pass, City Councilor Jesse Letterman said more time is needed to deliberate.
Historically, there's been some time between the recommendation from the mayor's office and the assessor and the final vote. We just saw the recommendation come out last night around 7:30 Sunday night after the Thanksgiving weekend from the mayor's office. And I think that it was clear to me that councilors wanted more time.
The council will meet Wednesday, November 28th at 6 p.m. to resume debate. Mayor Dominic Sarno recommended the tax rate for residential property remain unchanged at $19.68 per $1,000 of valuation. Because residential property values have increased, the annual tax bill for an average single-family home would rise by $81. Under the mayor's proposal, the tax rate for business and commercial property in the city would increase by 2 cents over last year to $39.30 per $1,000 valuation. Springfield Board of Assessors Chairman Richard Allen recommended the council approve the mayor's proposal.
I think it strikes a fair balance between the interests of the homeowners and those of the business community. This is never an easy vote.
Nancy Creed, president of the Springfield Regional Chamber, implored councilors to keep the business property tax rate unchanged. She said starting in 2019, businesses will face an increase in the minimum wage, higher health insurance premiums, and a new payroll tax for a paid family leave program.
We believe our business community is at a tipping point where it can no longer compete with neighboring communities and states.
The City Council's Finance Tax Rate Subcommittee, by a 3-2 vote, recommended leaving the commercial and industrial tax rate the same as this year. That would result in a residential tax rate of $19.69 and an $82 increase in the tax bill for the average single-family home. Councilor Tim Ryan, who chairs the subcommittee, said Springfield has the dubious distinction of having among the highest tax rates in the state on commercial and industrial property.
There's no right or wrong here, but it's to give the business community the sense that we understand their concerns, and we haven't significantly closed the gap, but we understand their concerns.
Both the mayor's and the subcommittee's recommendations fell short of the votes needed to pass in the council Monday night. Councilors must eventually agree upon rates that will allow the city to collect a total of $205 million in property tax revenue in order to balance the budget the council approved for the fiscal year that began on July 1st. The city has mailed two estimated quarterly tax bills. The first of two adjusted actual bills will be sent to city taxpayers once the council approves the new rates. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.